Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, case file number 10, Roswell. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Barr.
Yeah, he jumped right in.
I'm Richard.
And Dan. We have Dan. Richard Work, our Southeast Asian alien correspondent. How's it going, Dan?
All right. Good, good.
Good.
As always.
Oh, no. And Byron's our correspondent from Down Under.
Yeah.
G'day, guys.
The Thunder from Down Under. That's what we call on the podcast. It's our 10th episode. I thought, should we do space news first or should we run down a couple of the...
Let's run through it.
We're going to run through it. You take over here. So top listeners.
Oh yeah. Okay. After 10 episodes, our top countries listened. USA. Number one.
USA.
Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, Norway, yeah. Belgium, Thailand, Netherlands, Sweden. So if you're listening from a country not on that list,
pick it up.
Come on.
Yeah. You know.
Tell your friends, get around it.
Yeah. Now we're going to bust out quick top cities too. Hometown of Kelowna, BC takes number one. Vancouver, Penticton, BC, Edmonton. Then we jump up to Chicago, Winnipeg, LA, Surrey, and Eastleigh, UK.
Nice.
That's 98 problems?
Probably 98. I think they're the one listening.
Yeah, I think
they're
they're pumping it over there. So thanks, guys.
What else did we have to say? Oh, a couple. I want to give a special shout out to a couple followers that have been really supporting us through 10 episodes. Of course, Ivan. Wherever Ivan's at, made us an awesome theme song and the theme song for Space News. Tiffany Bergman, she's always the Berg. She loves listening. You're always giving us good feedback. Thanks, Tiffany. All the other podcasts that listen to us, 98 Problems, Afterburn, 739, always supportive. And Faces and Aces, LV Pod.
Oh, this guy's unreal.
Chris, you are an absolute legend. So
that's his name, Chris?
Yeah. So quickly, last week, the Elisa Lam, let's touch on that really quick. Our friend Chris from Faces and Aces went to the hotel today. And he live tweeted it. He sent us photos from inside the elevator, sent us the photos of the buttons, and then he said he was taking requests. So we told him to go on the roof, see how easy it was for him to get on the roof, which he tried to do. He tried his damnedest. So what he found out of just like a random guy strolling into a hotel, he could get almost all the way to the roof. But what happened was, is that the last section, there's a little window that's 3 foot by 2 feet that doesn't, he wasn't sure if it was going to, if it closed, he wouldn't be able to open it from the outside. So now he says, he's like, that'd be really hard to get through by yourself, let alone if you had murdered a girl and were trying to squeeze her through there. So that leaves the only other option for me is.
But wasn't there the last one with the latch up top too?
Well, I think that's what it was, like a window latch, I think.
The window latch up top.
I think that's what he's talking about. But like my thing is, so if technically she could have got there by herself, climbed out there, because he said it's possible. It's 3 by 2. She's a tiny, tiny girl, so I'm sure she could have got up there. That's plausible. So the suicide of her going up on her own, plausible. Maybe not lifting the water tank lid and jumping and all that doesn't quite add up. But then the only thing that else it adds up is the actual private stairway that the permanent residents have. So someone had a key card, or she knew someone that was up there and they let her up, or they killed her and dragged her up there. That's what I'm thinking. Dan, what were your thoughts on that?
I thought the whole podcast was, whatever it was super creepy. I mean, I've seen the video, and whatever could have happened, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that goes in there. I'm not on board with the whole military, like that one, to cover up adaptive camouflage. That one's kind of far fetched for me.
Crazy conspiracy coincidence, though.
Yeah,
nothing else.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I feel like I think I don't know about murder. Why? Who would kill her though?
Yeah,
I don't know. That seems a weird way to. That seems like a really strange way to hide a body.
The prolapse butthole, though.
Yeah, the prolapse beehole. Oh, and a shout out. Someone said that all of our followers should be called prolapsers.
I thought it was probers.
Probers. No, I said probers after, but someone was like, You should call your followers prolapsers, and I was howling at work.
I can't do it, but
yeah,
it's
I don't know
funny.
If I can call everyone prolapsers. But yeah, Chris, you're an absolute legend. We're gonna message you again because we'd love to get you on and discuss the hotel, since you're now the only person we've known who's been there. So Chris, if you're listening, thanks a lot for that. It made for a really interesting day. Now let's move on. Space news.
Is there space news today?
Yeah, it is a little bit. So as always, it's what's the date today? January 27th?
I can't tell
29th.
You. Byron?
29th.
30th?
Yes.
29th. I'm the 30th.
Oh, yeah. January the 30th.
I'm in the future.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our future correspondent. So I think from now, you have till a little bit into February, right at sunrise, you can see all the five brightest planets in the sky. Right before sunrise, all in a line across the horizon. So I haven't had a clear day yet.
Like Hercules.
Yeah. Whoa, deja vu. This was the space news last time.
Space news last time.
And there's for the next 2 days, we have high probability of auroras in the northern hemisphere.
When don't we have auroras? I feel like every space news ends in auroras.
No, last one there was no auroras.
No auroras?
No. So this one. So for the 30th, is there 31 days in January?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so yes. 30th, 31st, yep. You got a chance of auroras. So check them out.
2 days.
I still haven't seen
two
any.
Days.
You well, seen any?
No, we're pretty low, though.
So, I've never seen one.
I've seen one down,
down under. This,
yeah, you get the...
Down in Tassie.
No, it's not Borealis. It's what? Down there.
Aurora Australis?
Australis? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't look for Australia. You know what? That's probably why Australia's hurting, because I never do space news for Australia.
Could be, possibly.
Sorry, Australia. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to pick it up from now
There's
on.
There's a gigantic hole in the ozone layer, and everyone is getting skin cancer.
Yeah,
pretty
that's
much. What's going on.
I will find some news for Thunder and Down Under there.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I'll figure it out. I'll sort it out for your people. Let them know. Let them know what's coming. Okay, so that's it for space news.
Space news over.
Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
Nothing from you.
No. Okay, so should we get right into it?
Let's get into Roswell.
You want to take her away there?
Dan, I think Dan's the most prepared again.
Dan, you want to
summarize Roswell for us?
Okay, let me lay down the skinny on Roswell. Okay, Roswell.
Uh-oh.
I
think we've lost.
Oh, incident. 1947.
Wait, Dan, start.
As far as I know,
Dan, start again. You cut out.
You cut out for a quick second, so just start again.
Okay, so July 8th, 1947, in Roswell, New Mexico, there was a reported UFO crash, or a news headline announcing that there is the capture of a flying saucer. All right, after that, that was kind of like the first explosion of the whole kind of UFO phenomenon, when people kind of started doing that, I think. From then on, you have all kinds of theories and stuff later, starting in like the 1970s, I believe. A lot of UFO researchers started going in depth, and a lot of things come out of the Roswell. People have claimed that from the Roswell crash, there was artifacts recovered that have helped us. We've reverse engineered for things like cell phone technology, lasers, and things like night vision goggles even. So that's pretty much just the theories connected with that.
This is a
case closed.
Case closed.
Done. Podcast settled.
Okay, so I'll go. My biggest thing with this, with the Roswell thing, is whatever crashes. We know it crashed on in a ranch or a farm ranch. Same thing, right?
Yeah, it was.
And he reports it. The rancher reports it to someone in the military, who comes and looks and goes, huh, well, this is fucking weird. He takes it back, and then at his Air Force base, they report it as a UFO, which I think is weird, because then later on, a higher branch of the military goes, nah, 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 it's not a UFO. it's just a weather balloon. So, like, why in the first place would they ever come out and say UFO? Like, it's, that to me seems so weird and, like, off right away that I'm like, there's such a high branch of the military already. Why would they just come out and say, oh, there's a UFO? We don't know what it is. It's alien of nature. And then someone else is like, oh, it's a weather balloon.
Maybe not to cause panic.
But wouldn't that cause
always,
more?
That's always a theory, I guess. But yeah, I don't. It's a. Whoa, what are you doing there?
No. We're too worried about popping peas now. I'm going to be.
Popping peas.
Now I got this big screen. Okay.
Well, I can say for sure that there was a government cover up at the time about the Roswell incident. As far as I know, what they did was they didn't want to claim what it actually was, and what the Air Force released documents later that were seen under some people retrieved under the Freedom of Information Act was information on a Project Mogul, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard of
Project Mogul before.
We kind of went over that. So quickly, what it is it's they were releasing, and correct me if I'm wrong, they were releasing weather balloons high up, like in the.
It was a weather balloon in a sense, but it was meant to like maintain at a certain altitude and had all these instruments on it. I guess the theory was to detect Russian nuclear tests and other weapon tests through the stratosphere or something like that. Is that right, Dan?
That's what I have. That's what I got. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've heard that before. That was because on that night it was, I guess, or during that time it was a lot of lightning storms around that area. So they say that that was struck out of the sky and crashed onto this guy's ranch. And this guy's name, I guess it doesn't really matter because he's dead now, but William Brazell was the farmer who found it.
God rest his soul.
And he was, he found this, whatever it was, contacted the authorities, and then this guy from the 509th Airborne, is that right? Jesse Marcel? Does that sound right, Dan? That's the guy who investigated it to start? I'm pretty sure.
I don't have that in front of me, but
let's say it was. I'm pretty sure that's his name.
I think that's his name too.
So he comes, he investigates it. Did he have a team?
No, it's just him. From my understanding, it was just him. And that's the hardest part about this is it's so long ago and that anyone that had anything to do with it wasn't interviewed and stuff for like years and years later. So like all their information is coming like 20 years after it happened. And people are changing their stories and, you know, who's gone crazy.
So there's no documented writing down or interviews.
Well, other than like the newspapers.
I have something I'll get to in a bit. But right now, let's say Jesse Marcel, he found this stuff. He grabbed a piece and he went home and showed his son.
Right.
And he says it was like this foil-looking metal that you couldn't crinkle and you couldn't cut it. And it seemed to be like indestructible. That's what he claims. And then the next day, after the story went out, the government just quickly came back and said it was a weather balloon. And his story is that he posed with this. There's some debris. The debris supposedly found, and on the picture, it looks like a weather balloon. It's like that tinfoil stuff. But he claims that that was switched from the original stuff that he found, and just posed in front of it to say that it was a weather balloon, and that's all it was, and to stop the mass hysteria kind of going UFO crazy.
Yeah, and. Okay, so like at this time too, everyone's kind of worried about the Russians coming off of World War II, right? So the Cold War is starting.
Oh yeah, the arms race. Yeah.
So had let's say a UFO did crash, they would definitely want to cover that up because they wouldn't want Russia to know that they had anything like that, that they had some alien technology or anything. They wouldn't want anyone to know, especially Russia. And then I can see it in the reverse where. If all of a sudden everyone's saying they got a UFO, they would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, we didn't, because you wouldn't want Russia thinking you have some alien technology, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, no, no, no. This is just a weather balloon, boys. Come on. Chill out.
Or would you want to say that you had alien technology even though you didn't to send Russian to like, oh, now they're going to have all this new weaponry? Maybe that was a tactic at first too.
I don't know.
Who knows?
But, okay, so then... He brings this piece home to his kid, and his kid is given this account years and decades later. Who's the main guy behind this conspiracy?
Just Jesse Marcel. That's his big. His claim is that it was switched.
There's
another thing too that I found, but let's stay with Jesse Marcel for a second.
So he's saying that he took the photos saying it was a weather balloon, but it wasn't. He just posed for those photos to, like, yeah, to curb the...
Because he was ordered, like, higher command told him to pose with these this weather balloon saying that this was what he found and indeed was just a weather balloon.
Yeah.
As far as I know, that's kind of how it... That's how the story played out, and that's how, for, like, 30 years, it just was like, no, that was just a weather balloon. There's really nothing else there.
Okay, but then where does it... Because I know there's a... Some people say they found bodies among the crash. And now, is that the same one, or is that a different crash?
Okay, well... Okay, this is what I've found. And this is the only type of backing that I've found that makes any sense towards the claim of the second Roswell crash, like 30 miles away from in the farmer's field.
In the same, like the same time frame?
The same time frame, and the same. They say between the second and eighth, pretty much, is when it would have crashed. And it's, I think, I'm not sure when it was released to the public, but it was called. It's from an FBI document. It's called the Guy Hotel memo, and Guy Hotel was an investigative agent, I guess, during that time. And it says in his document, it has like all the blacked out stuff. But what you can read, it says that they didn't find, they found three UFOs, 50 feet in diameter, circular in shape, each containing three-foot alien beings.
They're small. And,
yeah.
Yeah. There's,
wait, they found three UFOs or three bodies?
Three separate UFOs. This is what I found is that you actually searched that document and it looks like an old document. Real or not remains to be seen for me.
Yeah.
But that's like another conspiracy about it, and that's where they would have found the aliens.
So three UFOs with three aliens in each UFO?
The Roswell conspiracy, there's so many different numbers of this, and that's why it's so hard to really nail something down.
It's so weird for me too, because this one is it's at the center of so many UFO things, but like the information is just not really.
It's not really there because people, it's proven that people over time distort their own memories without even knowing.
Yeah.
So like that Jesse Marcel Jr. is like the only living guy today who claims to have seen this material. But he was only 13 at the time. And he didn't come forward for like 30 years after. So,
it could have been a fucking slinky he was looking at. He doesn't know. He's 13. Fucking springing it around. Holy dad, this is the best.
Everyone knows a slinky.
And his dad's like, oh, this is some UFO stuff, son. I brought it home just for you. Oh, thanks, dad.
Just a big ploy for
get a son. And then it just went out. It went out, you know, he passed away, and then his son started just perpetrating this lie. The alien slinky. Dan, what else do you have on this? You were mentioning some other name.
Hello.
The other names I have is a Colonel Philip James Corso. He published a book in 1997 called The Day After Roswell. And in the book, he claimed that he saw bodies, that he, number one, he saw when he was on patrol at one of the military bases, he went in, they had small what looked like coffins, boxes that could fit small bodies, and he looked inside one and he saw bodies of extraterrestrials or what looked like one. The typical gray alien.
Yeah, like
big eyes and those ones.
The small grays is what we're talking about. That's pretty much the standard
alien form.
Right. And he also claims that he was on staff of President Eisenhower's National Security Council from 1953 to 1957. And he also became chief of the Pentagon's foreign technology desk in Army Research and Development. And that, he's saying, allowed him to access some artifacts that they recovered.
Wait, Dan?
From New Mexico. Yeah.
Are you an alien?
Dan, can you just confirm that this is you we're talking to right now?
There's some weird shit coming through the mic.
Yeah, super
not
weird
sure what
stuff.
It is.
Or is someone trying to...
Someone's trying to black you out.
Stop his... information.
I don't know.
I think the CIA is onto
us,
Dan.
NSA is on it.
I am on a government website right now. I'm on FBI.gov/news/stories.
Oh, man. Yeah, Dan, your voice turned into a robot there for a second. I wonder if that's going to be on the feed for everyone to hear, or that was just for us. Okay, so
no, it's totally me, not Skynet, so we're good.
Well, we all know Skynet's active now, so...
Should be. So yeah, he said that he had access. This Colonel James Corso said he had access to.
Oh, shit.
Alien Artifacts, which the reverse engineer, I watched a documentary. They had a History Channel documentary, at least a little bit, about some of the stuff he found. One of them was some sort of laser device, some sort of high energy device, which they thought was used for surgery or something that helped them like pioneer research in laser technology. They found like super microprocessors that they used at the time. And another one, they said that the beans had these sort of film or some sort of lens over their eyes. And when removed and they used it, or when it was looked through, it basically amplified the light and basically was the basis for night vision technology. That's what they used it for.
Hmm. I've always just eaten carrots. That's what I always told. Just eat your carrots. But yeah, I guess peeling alien eyes, that works too.
Guess so.
Now, see, my... So, Dan, what do you think? What do you think on this one so far? So far, what's everyone's opinion on this one? So, let Byron start you. You think there is actual aliens, or are you going with the government UFO weather balloon?
I'm going... It's hard. I haven't had much... Or I haven't looked into this much myself or heard a great deal other than bits and pieces here and there, or the old hearsay, I guess. But I'm leaning more towards it's a government cover-up of their own muck-up, so to speak, to cover up their own spying or intelligence that way. Is there something else out there? I think there is, but has it reached us yet? Is this one? Was it a start? I don't know. That I find hard.
Dan, how do you feel about this one? What are you thinking?
See, I could believe that it's like...
Oh. Dan's an alien.
Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I can hear you guys. Okay, all right. I would go with... I mean, we had that one theory during Operation High Jump, because this crash at this event was 2 years after the completion of or termination of Operation High Jump, where they said they may have encountered alien or not super Nazi technology. Maybe they brought it back and they were testing it, and this is just a cover up of a cover up, right? They're just disseminating false information that it was a UFO, because that sounds way more unlikely than a government testing out secret Nazi technology.
I agree with you, Dan. That's kind of my thought process as well.
Yeah, I'd concur. Everything I read on at least what was found in his field just doesn't really. It's not really a good UFO account, in my opinion, I don't think. And it's kind of been more like just glamorized into a UFO town now more than... There was no real evidence behind a crashed aliens in the field. But I have the memorandum here. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from... His name is Guy Hotel, special agent in charge of the Washington field office regarding UFOs. It's a document from 1950. It was released from the vault, so to say, in 2013, and you can find it. You just search Guy Hotel memo and it'll pop right up. An investigator for the Air Force stated that three so-called flying saucers had been recovered in New Mexico. They were described as being circular in shape with raised centers approximately 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only 3 foot tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. Each body was bandaged in a manner similar to the... Oh, shit, it's kind of blacked out here. To the blackout suit used by speed flyers. I'm guessing this is a big old term. I don't really... What's a speed flyer?
Oh, I know who Speed Racer is.
Well, probably very similar to him, I'm guessing.
Where's a white suit?
Okay. According to Mr. Blacked Out informant, the saucers were found in New Mexico due to the fact that the government possessed a very high-powered radar to set up in the area, and it was believed that the radar interfered with the controlling mechanisms of the saucers. No further evaluations was attempted by the blacked out concerning the above.
Oh, okay. This makes way more sense to me. Okay, so I'm going to give you a quick rundown of this. I'm going to say this is our official, the ATT official theory of Roswell. what happened is Admiral Byrd took his fleet down to Antarctica to do whatever they were going to do down there. They encountered some sort of UFOs down there. And if you're listening, if this is one of the first ones you're listening to, go back and listen to our Case File 7, Operation High Jump. It'll get you back in the loop of what's going on. Anyways, they encounter UFO. They down one. They lose some ship. There's some mysterious deaths there that are fact. There's this, that case is surrounded in fact. I think they got something. I think they had a ship. I think they brought it back. Now, Dan, like you were saying, they were, I think they were test flying it. And now if you're saying with the radar thing, maybe they were trying to see if they could get it on radar because they couldn't before. They were trying to develop a technology to catch these, the discs they now had in possession on radar, right? So if anyone else, or they could, anyone else got them or had that kind of technology, they could then,
shut them down.
Yeah, shut them down, right? And so they by accidentally crashed one. I don't think there's the alien bodies. I think that's...
So you think that FBI memorandum is false?
I don't want to say it's false, but I don't know. It's weird. But
well,
anyways,
yeah, I agree. It's tough.
I'm going to say that it crash landed, right? And people saw it, whatever, and that's what caused panic. But and then they try to double cover it up. Like someone released that was a UFO, and they're like, oh, no, just a weather balloon. Like, forget that. Because every picture I've seen of those drawings of what they say the spaceship looks like, it looks like the stealth bombers. Like, it really does look like more recent stealth bombers. Like, it has that, like, the wing shape and, like, it's sleek kind of design.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah, so it's like, it. So that's my theory. That's what I think happened in Roswell. It's just a weird one. I don't like the ones that it's too much hearsay for me, the Roswell one.
Like, just the sheer amount of time between when it allegedly happened to when someone finally came forward is like 30 plus years.
Yeah. And then there's like, I've seen that video. There's a weird video they have that they say is like the alien autopsy video. And
oh,
like,
man, I remember watching that. That's great.
It's a great video.
Yeah.
It's a great video.
It's a great video, but it's like... I mean, if it is filmed in the 50s, I'm like, well, okay, well, that's really good special effects work. But I don't think it really looks like, and the doctors don't really, to me, look like they know what. You know, we needed Ahab Medlab on here, our freaking medical correspondent, to corroborate this story. But they don't look like they know what they're doing. They all just kind of stand there, and then one doctor kind of like touches the alien a little bit, and then they cut open the leg
a little bit.
They're
not doing a very like they don't, routine, precise
procedure. They kind of seem like they're kind of bumbling around like I do.
I guess
at work,
if it wasn't
right?
If it wasn't alien though, you would I guess not really know what to do. I guess.
Yeah.
But like they have
that's not supposed to be there.
what are you referring to, Dan?
It's like what are they? You're like what you're looking at an alien for the first time, and you're just like, well, it's got like the. They ask you when they ask you, they're probably trying to figure out what they're going to say when they make the report. Well, it's got this purple thing next to this green thing, yeah. And we don't really know what they do. If you poke it here, weird stuff comes out of this other side. And I'd be like, I'd be pretty freaked out if I were doing it.
This is true.
I guess that's a good point because I was just thinking in my head, you just open them up and they're kind of humanoid. So it's kind of all, you know, same, but different.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's a good point. You know, you open it up, you're like, oh, there's just a, yes, it's like Chinese doll or the Russian dolls. There's just, it's another alien.
Another one.
Okay, we're cutting this one. Oh, and another alien.
Oh, man. You know what? I believe in UFOs in either the sense either they're military controlled, they're extraterrestrial, or if you stretch the theory out to hollow earth aliens, they say that it could come from Earth, like an ancient civilization that went underground and has been in Earth this whole time, evolving in a different way. So that's why they look humanoid. And us setting off these atomic bombs in the 40s or whatever triggered them to be like, oh, what the fuck's going on the surface? They could hear it. I actually was just listening to the conspiracy show and this guy was on there. And so that's why this theory comes up for me.
Also, someone sent us a message asking if what we thought, because we did the ghost power hour, and they asked, what if ghosts and aliens are one and the same? And then I was like, wow, you know, maybe there are like interdimensional aliens, right? We can't perceive them. They're not in our dimension. And then I was kind of referring to like the scene from Interstellar where all the books, right? And like that's all they can do with us, right? Is like kind of play tricks on us, and you see them in the corner of your eye, but they're not really there because we just don't have the perception to see
them.
Play
with shadows and stuff to get your attention.
Right? Yeah, because that's what like lots of ghost stories and stuff kind of go with that, right? So I was like, you know, I could get down with that. I could get down for sure, right? We have no idea. I believe in UFOs too. I think they have come here. I think they've been here. I would love to, like, I want to see one so bad. I've never had an encounter of my own, though. That's the thing. Karina Sables, if you're out there, contact us.
Can Karina Sables was the girl from our case file when we talked about who had an encounter
in Kelowna,
here in our hometown.
And we want her on so bad. Oh, my God.
Can't find her. She disappeared.
She's hard to get
to. She's probably been abducted again. She's never coming back.
We'll hear about her in 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
After. I think Roswell is a nice, it's a good topic. It's a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of stuff stems from that, especially the idea that there's kind of like a secret shadow government kind of manipulating the strings in the back. Because while a lot of people connect the group named Majestic 12, have you guys heard of them before?
No, you're going to have to elaborate on this one, Dan. The Majestic 12.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of UFO conspiracy theorists link this group, Majestic 12, that was that people claim would have been formed by President Harry S. Truman to recover and investigate alien spacecraft. This was Roswell crash, or people memorandums that surfaced in the 1980s referring to this Majestic 12, which out of the Majestic 12, the people listed, I know some of the names, but not all of them, or at least I know of them. The one that caught me is James Forrestal, which we talked about, which I mentioned his name during Operation High Jump.
He was the Secretary of Defense or something.
That's exactly right. He was the Secretary of Defense at the time in 1947. And then he did die under mysterious circumstances in 1949. Well, they claimed it was a suicide, but like I said, I think most of the documents pertaining to his death were all either classified, or most of the stuff was redacted, so blacked out, you couldn't really investigate it.
That's interesting.
So Majestic 12, yeah. They're supposed to be in charge. They're the ones, like the shadow government, dealing with UFOs and extraterrestrials?
Yeah, it would be like they say it's like a secret government.
So kind of like the Men in Black
group.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, they say that's where the Men in Black stems from them. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Illuminati kind of whatever. It's like this group of just scientists and like high up military officials and like probably politicians and things like that. A couple of them at least. That they... at anything that has to probably interacting with extraterrestrials or investigating alien spacecraft and things like that. So that's kind of one of the the FBI mentioned that. I mean, they touched on it. They say that all the documents are bogus, but I mean, why would you admit to that?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's hard to say. I don't know if I trust anything coming out of them. They also said there was only one shooter when JFK was murdered. No, I don't believe that.
That's a great conspiracy. We got to do that.
We're
one
still
time.
Doing that. That one's coming up. JFK.
That doesn't really affect Canada that much, but it's just a crazy conspiracy.
Well, it's a shadow government kind of thing. Yeah, well, some people think mafia, but I don't know. I think
could be. Yeah, I've heard mafia. Shadow government, CIA connection. Maybe all three in one.
Yeah, we'll have to. We're gonna do a conspiracy down under show for our Australian listeners. I kind of sound
like listeners.
I didn't even mean to. It just naturally came out. We're gonna do that one. We're gonna do some research on it so we can back Byron up with facts, and we're gonna bring that one to you. Boost our Australia listeners.
Good listeners. Work.
And
happy belated Australia Day.
When was that?
25th.
Oh, 25th.
Yeah, 6th. Shit.
Ooh. 26.
Well, you know, it depends where you are, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
26 good, back in Oz. Good catch. Technically the 25th year. So, yeah right, that's right. When I celebrated it.
Yeah, day early. Yeah, perfect.
So Roswell crash. The initial crash in the field, everyone kind of agrees that I agree. It was a cover up at the time for the mogul, right?
I'm saying there is a cover up. What they were covering up is still unknown. I think this was just this was something that brought the mainstream onto UFO. How can I say this? It's like
I think it's good for UFO talk and interest. In the world.
Yeah, like, it was like a catalyst. You talk
to anyone, everyone's like, oh, Roswell. Like that.
This is when people like started watching the skies. Like,
yeah.
You know, started looking up.
But I honestly think that this was like the worst. It's like not a good case. Like if you look into other cases.
There's so many better UFO cases.
Operation High Jump is a way better UFO case than Roswell. But it's just Roswell was just so in the public eye at the time.
I think it was like the right coincidence. At the right time for that thing to
the freaking battle over LA was a way better alien story than Roswell.
It was just like it was a great coincidence that this this weather sensing balloon for sensing Russian military advances just happened to crash at the time when UFO because this wasn't that long. This was not that long after War of the Worlds was broadcast. That was in the 30s, I guess 30s maybe.
I don't know, pretty early. I don't know. I don't know the dates on that.
Oh. Anyways, I've heard. I'm going to do a quick segue. War of the Worlds conspiracy was the government's first attempt to see how the population would react to an alien race coming to Earth.
Oh, yeah?
I've heard that conspiracy. And they pumped that just to see like what kind of hysteria it would bring, and people went fucking nuts. So maybe that's why they haven't told us yet. Slowly releasing.
Yeah, slowly. Bringing us
hot guns, pointing them at the sky with pots and pans on our heads.
Tin foil. Well, we wear tin foil hats here all the time.
But like Roswell in general, that area for UFOs is a hot spot because there's. Have you guys heard of this? The Aztec New Mexico UFO incident.
No,
it's a way less like publicized one. It's got way more credibility. So we're not gonna. I'm not gonna talk about it too much now. But like I think it was. 40 or 50 miles northwest of Roswell in this town of Aztec, New Mexico, this massive UFO was spotted and I guess crashed onto like this mesa of this mountain and was dismantled and actually taken to Area 51, like the legit.
There's Edwards way more Air Force Base.
Yeah, to that. Yeah, exactly. Man. So look up Aztec, New Mexico UFO crash and it's got there's way less because it was more publicized or was more it was written about more
documented.
Yeah, it was more documented at the time rather than just like 30 years like hearsay kind of evidence.
Yeah, because I think Roswell, to be honest, it could go either way for me. You know, I just don't think there's enough information for it to be like to really stand ground for the UFO thing. But like, yeah, like we were saying, it was a catalyst for everyone wanting to see UFOs and try, but I think that was the worst. It's the worst one. Like it's the worst one I've looked up where I'm like, you know, like there is some weird stuff that kind of happened. And like with the military backing up on their story and changing their story afterwards, but like that's, there's really, and then everything else is hearsay from people years and years after and like stories from people's kids. And I'm like, why the fuck? I don't believe any of that. Yeah. Like,
too my dad, airy fairy. You know, no concrete
my dad
evidence.
Told me he used to have a pierced ear, but he used to tell me that he got shot by a tranquilizer dart when he was hunting in Africa because he got mistaken for an elephant while he was taking a pee off a boat, right? So that's what I believe for years. So.
You know what? The Roswell thing, though, it is a little weird to think that if it was a weather balloon. Why they would rush so hard? If someone said, "Oh, UFO," and they thought UFOs were not real, why they would send the military in the first place to go investigate this little bit of debris, which could easily have been described?
Well, I mean, it was. I mean, that would just kind of be standard protocol if somebody reported some sort of weird stuff crashing in their backyard. And I mean, at the time in the U.S., I mean, that was who you would call. You would call the military or something like that, police. You know, so they send somebody out there. to look at it. And if it was this project mogul was a top secret project.
Yeah, it was.
And it was something that they didn't want the Russians to know about, that we were trying to detect their nuclear testing in high atmosphere.
Man,
something like that.
That would make more sense too, because you would rather them think it was a UFO, you had a UFO, than technology that was specifically tracking them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would be way scarier for the Russians anyways. I mean, they'd probably freak out. Like, that would be way better.
I wonder if, too, if this was just like a case of, so like, World War II had ended, and I'm sure like the news in the States was just like nonstop war for years and years there, right? Of just like things going on overseas. And then there was like this lull, right? Where nothing was really going on. The war was over. And I wonder if this was just one of those things where it was like a fire taking off, right? Like a wildfire. You had this news story of something crashing. It's kind of like the war. They don't know what it is, right? And just everyone kind of got excited like that. I wonder if it was just kind of the perfect storm of post-war and pre-Cold War stuff that, you know, brought that kind of excitement.
I mean, we were like at that time, that was 1947, and the Korean War started 1950. So I don't know, maybe that precipitated it. Maybe that the Russians were freaking out at the time, like, well, we got to start something if they have alien technology. I don't know, maybe something like that. You can make a connection.
Yeah, I like our connection better, way better with Operation High Jump to Roswell. I think there's more facts to support that. And it's way easier to make that jump than to jump just a Roswell case by itself to anything else. It doesn't add up to me. I don't think Roswell is a starting point. Let's put that that way. I think Roswell is a
missing link.
A missing link. Yeah. There was a precursor to Roswell, and Roswell was a stepping stone. Whether they had the technology or they were working with or something, but I don't think Roswell was ever a starting point. I think it's a kickoff where the public eye started like taking notice, but I don't think that's the starting point for UFOs.
I bet you people had been seeing UFOs before Roswell. So everyone, as soon as something crashed, they said UFO and everyone's like, oh, that's what it is. Someone finally found one.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, mass hysteria has kind of clicked off. But at the same
time, I think they were worried about like Soviet satellites. Like that was a thing. Like coming out of the sky was going to be either from like Russia or something like that.
But the only thing, the tale of the second crash, I guess the second, third, and fourth crash in Roswell, there's not really a lot to back it, but it's something cool to think about too. Because this, like, it is an FBI document. It's on the FBI. Maybe this, I don't know if this website is legit or not, but FBI.gov seems.
Yeah.
Is FBI.gov, is that the legit site?
I don't know if it is or not.
Dan, what do you.
No, you got me. I've never been on the FBI website.
It's .gov,
usually.
I'm not going to lie. It doesn't look that great of a website.
Well, that makes me think that it's the official website then, because
yes, dude, government websites are fucking terrible. They're so bad.
Fucking government websites are shit.
I know the government in Canada makes their websites so complicated and so shitty that if you have to return anything or apply for anything, you just
like
can't
a visa?
Do it. Australian try to apply for a visa. I can only imagine.
No, it's nuts. It's terrible.
But it's a cool memo nonetheless, and I don't know. Give it a read, because there's a lot of backing on that too.
Well,
like,
we'll post it on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll post it on Twitter for sure.
We did watch that one documentary where it was said they had three bodies and two were alive, two were still alive, but like there's nothing to back it up other than it's just
people
saying
that.
Right?
I've heard there was I didn't know about the three separate crashes, but at least the documentary that I watched about Philip Corso, the guy who said we reverse engineered technology, he said it was like one ship and it was like three bodies.
Yeah. That's what the documentary I saw. I think it was along the line. And two were dead or one was alive.
Yeah,
But I don't know, that one's. There's just not enough. Either they covered that up so quick and so good, but like there's not enough.
Well, Well, everyone from that time is pretty much dead.
Yeah.
That's the, like, now, whatever that guy's name was, Jesse Marcel Jr., he is old.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell the story for 30 years after. And he's the only person to say he to witness and actually handle this material.
The slinky.
Yeah, the slinky. Well, sure, whatever it was. But I do think that the United States government and maybe other governments have recovered UFO technology because after 1947, the next 10 years, the technology boom was just insane. Like they jumped more in 10 years than they did in the last like 500 pretty much after that, I'd say.
Yeah, but again, that could – I don't think that started in Roswell.
No, I'm not saying that started in Roswell. I'm saying they have recovered UFO crash.
Yeah.
I think
in Antarctica, I think at Operation High Jump, I think if they recovered one or any, that's where that was happened there. Or you know what? Even if they say they had the chance meeting there and they were attacked or whatever, maybe they started working together there. Maybe they made contact and they were running drills with UFOs, right? And that's why all – because it always is kind of weird. I'm like, how did three UFOs crash, right? Like all – fucking three of the worst pilots in the galaxy.
No, that's what they said, that their craft was downed by like high frequency radio.
Yeah,
waves.
So if they were running tests with them, right? Like they're running operation tests or something, and they were like, oh fuck, we made all these aliens crash by accident. Whoops,
whoopsies.
Like sorry, boys. Like quick, pick them up.
See if they're okay.
Yeah, you guys good?
Sorry.
Just walk it off. We'll dust you off. Yeah. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Roswell is it's wide open for a lot of people. I know a lot of people really like to believe that it crashed, but there's so many UFO accounts that have so much evidence and so much like eyewitness testimony and even like some even video footage in some cases, and this just doesn't really
too
have
many holes.
Much. Yeah, well, it's just I'm sure we've lost a lot through time. Like and because it wasn't a time where we had information sharing like we do today. Like, there's no archives of that stuff. Like, you know, whatever there is,
yeah, there's one page on it's a one page memorandum, and that's the only like
that was. Evidence. I mean, that was still the time where like the U.S. government was like that was the final authority. Like everybody still had trust in the U.S. government, and it was like if anything from that period got buried, it got buried deep, and nobody's gonna go look for it, or it got burned, or somebody shredded it and ate it.
Yeah. There's just one poor guy in a back room. They're like, all right, we got this garbage bag full of shreddings. You know what to do.
Like, hey, Marcel.
Here's some water.
He puts on a little bib and he's just like, okay.
Give me some ketchup and I'm good.
gets paid per page.
Oh, I've poor bastard.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Eating your shredded documents.
Oh, it's a page of paper, yes, for money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man.
I wish I could get more into Roswell, but I don't have much to go on other than speculation and other people's speculation.
Yeah, that's the thing for me, too. It's not soaked in facts, and that's what we like here. We like the stuff that there's too many facts to, like,
and a lot
just
of evidence,
look at it one way. And this you can look at, and I think that's the one thing about Roswell. There's not enough facts that you can look at it any way you want. Because there's not enough facts to disprove anything, and there's not enough facts to support anything, really. Like, there's so many different, accounts, and I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I'm not going to say it didn't happen. I'm not going to say it was just the weather balloon. Something happened. It was weird, but was it UFO? Was it what some people say? I don't know.
I believe that it was probably Operation Mogul. A Project Mogul that crashed, and that was a huge cover-up at the time. And the government said that it was a weather balloon, and it just was buried. No one really questioned it, so there was no investigation. And then it wasn't until like this memorandum came out and a couple other things that people were like, you know what, maybe there was something different. By that time, memories have been so skewed that maybe people are just trying to like get a little spotlight. Maybe there's Jesse Marcel. Because I've read that he was not truthful in some of his accounts of other things as well. Like saying he was a pilot when he really wasn't, and that he flew the stuff right to the Air Force base, like right to Area 51. He probably didn't do that. So people say he was a little bit of a fibber, maybe, but that's the anti-conspiracy, maybe. So I don't know. You be the judge.
Yeah, let us know what you think on Twitter. At Truth Is Out There.
T-H-U-R-R.
Let us know what you think on Roswell. We got anything else? Anyone else got anything to add on Roswell? How are we looking for time? We want to go on other stuff?
Touch on pretty much everything that I wanted to get to.
I don't have any other real facts on Roswell. Like people say, they're saying that hundreds of people have seen the crashes in Roswell, but there's not really any evidence. Wait, can you hear that on the mic? Did you just hear Braden fart?
I don't think that was. I think that was a duck.
In the studio.
Yeah. Quack. So anyways, continue. Don't bring attention
you
to
lifted
this.
Your leg. You leaned over in your Budweiser red sweatpants.
I don't own those.
And I seen your face flinch a little bit.
No, that
you
didn't
were,
happen.
Something was going up.
Hearsay.
This is that
conspiracy.
Erroneous.
This is probably the same amount of evidence you're going to get.
Erroneous
on
all counts.
Is Braden,
this is enough of your cheap and tawdry political tricks.
Yeah.
Anyways, I want to believe Roswell, but I'm open to. I love UFOs, and I guaranteed some have crashed, and we've claimed some, and there's much better accounts of it. But this just seemed at the time was like the perfect storm at the right time, the right coincidence that just blew up. And
there's no way.
Maybe it was a practice cover up.
Maybe it was.
Like, let's see if we can.
Can we fool them?
Bury this little
theory.
Thing.
I love maybe. That.
I've never even thought about that. They're like, yeah, that is like, let's see if we can
cover up.
Yeah.
An issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like maybe they shot the balloon down over that area, and we're like, let's see how fast we can take care of this something.
That
like
would explain the first account of them calling a UFO and saying, "Oh, we found this UFO."
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they go, "Oh shit, hang on, let's try and cover this up." No, it's just a weather balloon, and then to see whether that
it's like
runs
the first Roswell is like the catalyst of like the starting point of where the government tried to start controlling the population. They're like. Just like he said.
Okay, it started with the Orson Welles telling of War of the Worlds, 1930, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, people went fucking nuts. Let's get another 10, 15 years. We'll try it again. People went crazy again.
Well, no, I'm saying they said it was a UFO to see the hysteria, and then they're like, let's see how fast we can turn that.
And cover it up if
and
something
cover
does
it up,
happen.
Right? Oh, right. So if something does happen.
Yeah.
Right, and then they're like, okay, and they flipped, and they're like, no weather balloon, and they waited like a couple months. Everyone was like, yeah, I guess it was a weather balloon,
and then it wasn't until years later that they finally came out. So, in that regards, I reckon they've actually done a really good job of covering up, which means that from then until now, how many cover ups have there been?
9/11.
9/11.
There's been a whole bunch of cover ups. But that's it, man. I never thought that was like the first time the government's been practicing. I like that. I like that a lot,
one,
man.
Yeah.
It's like the starting point. Dan, how do you feel about that's the first time your country started practicing cover-ups?
Meh. I was like, yeah. We have so many now. It's kind of like, well, we're good at it now.
Yeah. Nice cover-up there, Dan.
I've got a question for you guys. Was there much worldwide popularity about Roswell from
other
governments and
stuff?
I
think it was instantly... international news.
Yeah.
Roswell.
So were the other governments at the US saying that, oh, you've got this and where's the technology proof? Or
no, I think because it flips back so quick that there's
right? I think the US was pretty much like we were – at that point, it was just us and Russia. Everybody else, if they said something, we were like, no, it's a weather balloon. Leave us alone. We have nukes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, everyone's suckling the power teats kind of per se. Like, didn't want to offend anyone. Man,
okay. There's a little bit extra about the second crash. I guess this Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Richard French came forward saying that Roswell was indeed an alien crash, and that the second UFO crash, or crashes, I guess, depending on what you want to believe, happened a few days after the first event.
So it's
more food for thought there. Like weather balloon crash. Let's say it was Project Mogul. It crashed, and then by coincidence, a few days later, in the same area, Roswell was the home of the 509 Airborne, right? That was the nuclear fleet.
Yeah.
So that if aliens were interested in nuclear technology, that would be the place to go.
Makes sense.
So that's kind of why this conspiracy kind of had some ground, I think people would think. But
yeah, that's a good point too, right? Yeah, because if they were interested in the nuclear testing, and now we've at this point dropped a lot of bombs, right? Yeah, they're.
But that's why I think if you wanted to believe Roswell and we've kind of led you in the wrong way, go look at the Aztec UFO crash, because there's more on that one. And it's not as popular. It's not like a town where they make a big festival of it every year and like make a mockery of like UFOs. It's like a lot of people in that town seen it and remember it and like passed on that knowledge. And it's like, I think it's got more ground. So we'll look at that one a different time actually. But
yeah, for sure. How are we looking for time here?
Yeah, we're running almost about an hour here, I think.
An hour? Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything else to touch on Roswell. I like what Brian brought up. I could get on board with that was just a practice cover-up. I like that. Like that to me makes a lot more sense, because that was one thing I could never wrap my head around. Like, why release that information?
And like, flip it so quickly.
Normally the government's so tight-lipped on that kind of stuff. Like, no comment, right? No comment. And then all of a sudden they're just like, ah, UFO! It's an alien. It's a UFO. We got one. No, we didn't.
No, it is a weather balloon.
Just joking.
Just kidding.
April Fools.
But so I could get on board with that. That makes a lot more sense, because that was the one thing for me that stood out. I was like, why would they ever, like, who in charge would ever think that was a good idea? Like, I'm not in the military, and if I was running the military and I came upon the UFO crash, I know I would be like, well, you know what? Let's not do a...
Shut it down.
Yeah, let's not do a press conference on it.
Yeah.
Let's not release this to the papers. Like, let's see what we got first. So I could get on with that. Dan, any final words on Roswell?
Final words. I'm going to say Project Mogul, weather balloon cover-up. Like, I think that was what it is. Because, I mean... Most of the stuff that I see, like the preliminary, like what the people reported seeing, the first two witnesses, was just like, it sounds like they're just talking about material wise. It was just like aluminum foil and some weird rough paper sticks and stuff like that. It doesn't sound like there was actual, like a huge wreckage that could somehow contain three bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they went out to the field, they're like, we found this massive fucking ship. It's all over the place and there's dead aliens on the ground. Call the government. What is this? It was just like, we found some shit in our field.
Yeah, come pick it up.
And something with, like, to carry, like, those bodies, it's got to be big, like you say. It's got to make a mark on the ground. Like, this should be, like...
Oh, yeah, like, that's what I mean, yeah. If that was the crash and that's where they found the aliens, were in that farmer's field and not just the debris, I think it would have a little more backing. But
yeah,
too much time had passed and just kind of lost... Maybe it was. Maybe it was a UFO, and there's just no evidence but speculation on it.
Ah, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to plug that promo halfway through that I was like, let's not forget to mention that. We're just going to plug it through. We'll just plug it in the middle somewhere.
Let's plug it right now.
Okay, so right now you're going to listen to a quick promo for our friends at Afterburn 739 right now.
It's 7:38. Shut up, everyone.
Shut up. Woo!
This is Leo.
This is Kitty.
This is Fez.
This is Jackie.
This is Cobra. What's up?
And Midgey.
We are Afterburn 739 Podcast, coming to you from Skrish Bar.
Tune in every week and hear us talk about anything and everything. We are not politically correct.
We are certainly not well informed.
Sometimes we will make shit up.
But we will make you laugh.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Afterburn739.com.
And Twitter and Afterburn739.
What's Stitcher?
Hello, Kitty.
Welcome to the party.
My jingle.
And you never know who might turn up in Skrish Bar in the Turkey Bucket Gallery.
And that was their promo.
I quit.
That you just listened to.
Check out their podcast. They've been supportive of us since the start.
Yeah,
so.
Really good guys over there. Funny stuff.
It's a big crew of them, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. There's like six sometimes more, sometimes less. Fez, I never remember all their names now. There's Fez, Kitty, I can't remember. That's the only ones I can remember off the top of my head. Sorry, guys. I'm blowing it. But you know, how well do you know my names off by heart? Probably not that great. Follow us on Twitter at Truth Is Out There. You can find us on Facebook, Alien Theorist Theorizing. We are sponsored by the excellent studios over at meteor-recording.com. Small room, big sound. I'd like to, what else was good? Oh, you know what? Before we go, quickly, because it's the 10, let's, Byron, I'll leave you this out of this one because this will be a hard question for you.
Good.
This is your first one. Dan, I'll start with you. So, Dan, we're 10 in. What's the highlight of Alien Theorist Theorizing for you? What's the highlight?
What's the highlight of the podcast, Alien Theorist so far? I would say the Dr. Ian Malcolm quotes.
Thank you. You know, like he says, life will find a way.
And oh, he got it in.
I will find a way to instill that quote in every episode.
You know what? I bet you if you didn't say that, Dan, he would have forgotten this.
I would have, as I've done the last like six episodes.
I tried to preempt.
I think you only missed one.
Did I really?
You only missed one. Yeah, but.
So that's is that really your highlight? That's,
you know. I don't say highlights. I like the Eliza Lamb one. I thought that was a good one. Like I thought that was real good.
I got some good feedback.
Yeah,
on that
it was actually. A really. That was probably our.
No, it was such a weird. It was such a weird case, and we got really into that one. So
it's such a weird case that it's so easy to just like blow your own mind, being like, what? Like, how does this make any sense?
Well, I love the fact that someone went out there and went to the hotel.
Oh man,
today.
That was that's insane.
In my that's what podcast. I was going to say awesome. For my highlight.
My highlight
what's his
is
name?
Chris.
Yeah. Chris. Quickly message us. You know what? I live 30 minutes from the Cecil Hotel. What do you want me to do? We're like, you got to take a picture of those elevator buttons.
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to just do everything. Everything.
Yeah. Check.
Try to get
it.
To the roof.
Oh man, awesome.
So, start off the streets, and then he went.
Yeah. That's I'm gonna say that's my highlight, and just the fan feedback has really been awesome. Ivan making us stuff and. Tiffany and Connor, and there's a whole bunch of other people that always message us. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate the support. It's makes it fun, makes us want to do more. We've got more on the way. We've got tons of requests. If we haven't done yours yet, don't worry. Stonehenge is coming.
No, we can't even. We're not even going to say what next week's is because there's so many. Whatever interests us the most that week.
We honestly have such a list of things to do. Bermuda Triangle. It's insane. We keep getting fan requests from you guys. We got so many on the go. So they're all, don't worry, we'll get to them. We've got some more mysterious cases like Elisa Lam on the way. Tons of stuff coming. The next 10 are surely to be as good, if not worse, than the last 10.
they can't be any better.
So,
don't get your expectations too high.
Yeah, if anyone has any ideas for what we should call the people who listen to this show,
yeah,
let us know.
So, because so far the top one has been they want us to call our fans the prolapsers.
It's too long. So, it's too many syllables.
Yeah.
Oh, the shirt. You made a promise to people last week about the shirt.
That's right. We have two entries.
Who made the entry?
Oh, I think
whoever it was like an alien. Holding an orb or a planet or something says Alien Theorist Theorizing with at Truth is out there at the bottom. It was
cool. That was cool. I like that. And then
someone on Facebook drew us one.
Yeah,
actually.
She sent us.
Hand-drawn.
Was her name Kate? Oh man, we should have wrote this down.
Anali Kate.
Yeah, she sent us a drawing. It was a cool one. It was Alien Theorist Theorizing, but the A was a UFO picking something up, and then the other T was like this weird pattern. And then the last T was like an alien strung up kind of like Jesus in a T form, in like the crucifix form kind of thing. It was kind of cool.
Alien Jesus,
yeah. So that was cool. Thanks for those. Remember, you got a month. My favorite T-shirt design I will get you made and I will send it to you. So far, you two have a 50-50 shot of getting a free shirt. Unless you live too far away and it's going to cost me $100 to send it to you.
No. You got to send,
I'll
send that
it.
Shirt.
I'll send it. I'll get around to sending it.
Someone in fucking Australia or like Middle East somewhere, like Kuwait or something is going
to
get it.
Some really hard place.
Some really hard place to send a shirt.
Madagascar.
That'll be $250, please.
They're getting a baby shirt. We never specified on the size.
It's a print off. Just a picture.
Sticker. Sticker of a shirt.
Safety pinned on to a white Walmart cotton. No, I'll get you a proper screen print shirt. Keep them coming. We got two so far. So, yeah, my favorite design, will. I'll send you a free shirt. So.
And I also get a free shirt, so yeah, send them in.
Does,
so,
yeah. Damn it. Send them in. I can't wait for my free shirt.
Okay, anything else? Let's wrap it up. Okay, that's the podcast. Keep those eyes on the skies.
Question everything.